Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Good morning. It was another night of gunfire in New York. More violence, at least 14 shootings last night, including five in one 14-minute period in Canarsie, Brooklyn. WCBS reporter Steve Burns joins us live with that story. Steve?
Steve, the city has yet to find any answers trying to put an end to the relentless reports of shootings. A day after a one-year-old was killed here in Brooklyn, police are now also investigating a series of drive-by shootings. Five people shot over 14 minutes here in Canarsie. Police say this was not random, that those who were hurt were intended targets.
Right now, we need the public's assistance. If anybody does have any information, we're going to ask for you to reach out to 1-800-577-TIPS. That's our Crime Stopper hotline.
NYPD Chief of Detectives Rodney Harrison says the five victims are all expected to survive. He had said a white sedan was involved. CBS 2 reports it was found abandoned a little while later, parked outside a motel in the area. Police also responded to more than a dozen other shootings around the city on Monday. Sources in the department tell the Post it is an astronomical total for a Monday. A man was killed here in Canarsie earlier in the day in a separate shooting. And later on, a 17-year-old was shot dead as he stood outside his apartment building in East Harlem. Steve?
Steve Burns, live this morning in Canarsie, Brooklyn. Vandals splashed red paint onto the Black Lives Matter mural in front of Trump Tower yesterday. The paint covered the several letters in the word lives. Crews quickly touched it up with yellow paint. Police are looking at nearby surveillance video now to see if they can spot who did it. In Connecticut, Governor Lamont says a final decision on whether schools will fully reopen in the fall will come in about a month. WCBS reporter Sean Adams is live in Greenwich this morning with that story. Sean?
Proper prior planning. That's what it's all about. Connecticut schools are drawing up multiple blueprints for reopening in case coronavirus spikes again. So as you said, Governor Lamont expects to make a final determination in about a month. He wants to see where the numbers go. For now, multiple scenarios are being mapped out. So one, everybody back in school if infections are low. That's the goal. Two, a modified schedule, alternating days, some students in school, others at home online, and they would switch back and forth. And then three, if there is widespread community transmission, everybody at home, just like we did this past spring. In school, students could be grouped to limit contact with others. Hand washing, masks, social distancing, we all know the drill by now. That's going to be with us for the foreseeable future. Live in Greenwich, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Health alerts have been issued in Putnam, Dutchess, and Ulster counties after three people who had contact with the public tested positive for COVID-19. News 12 says those people are employees at Mother Earth's storehouse in Kingston and Dell's Roadside in Rhinebeck, and someone who visited Tom and Jerry's Bar and Grill in Brewster. Health officials say anyone who visited those businesses in early July should be tested for COVID-19. President Trump's inaugural committee has agreed to pay a small fine for failing to properly register in New Jersey. The Post says Trump for America, Inc., faces a $30,000 penalty, although $27,500 of that will be suspended. The actual penalty, $2,500. Under the deal worked out with New Jersey Attorney General Gerbier Graywall, Trump for America, Inc. will also cease to exist. Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen is with us. Boy, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day.
It is clear for a couple hundred miles all around the city, and it will be a bright, sunny afternoon. Some clouds are going to pop up. There's cloudiness, and there's actually showers and thunderstorms in central and northern sections of New England, so we just might get to see a few of those clouds. But otherwise, 84 to 88, not too humid, and tonight will be clear, 65 to 70, 60 in the cooler suburbs. Tomorrow, another great day. Sunshine, seasonably warm, highs up around 85, and the humidity still very much in check for Wednesday. However, on Thursday, while it stays closer to 80 because of a wind off the ocean, you know that that also means that the humidity will start coming on up during the day on Thursday. 71 right now in the city, sunshine, humidity 70%, a west wind at 6, today's high 84 to 88.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.